The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is The Cocktail Nation.
Hey, this is Cooper. I just got off the phone from a friend of mine in the United States who's having trouble getting a job. So I suggested a little while ago that he go back to college. So he went back, he studied philosophy, did a major in philosophy. In fact, he can't get a job, but he now understands why. This week, we talked to Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie. She was here in Sydney for the Supernova Convention. News on Jerry Lewis's trip to Australia. I've got a cool retro podcast to let you know about. And the very best lounge and exotica from across the globe. It's the Cocktail Nation for Gillette with Combustible Edison and Vertigogo.
We'll be right back.
Gonctonation for Orchestra Super String and Easy. The Gonctonation, thanks to Gillette. They've been at the heart of men's grooming for over 100 years now. Now, last week, the Supernova Convention was held in Sydney, so I grabbed the portable mic and I wandered around the weirdest nerds Sydney could possibly gather in one place. There were copious numbers of people dressed in their favourite characters from Star Trek and Star Wars to many obscure comics and TV shows that I've never ever heard of. Amongst all of this was the cast of I Dream of Jeannie, and it was a pleasure to meet them. And whilst I wasn't granted very much time with Barbara Eden, it was a bit of a media scrum, I did manage to ask her a couple of questions. Hey Barbara, great to have you back in Sydney.
Good to be here. You're looking great.
Now, I understand the show started in black and white?
Well, actually, it was only the first 13 shows that were in black and white. After I had my baby, I came back and the rest of the show that first year was in color.
Tell us about that amazing costume that you wore. Was there just one or several of them?
Oh, many, 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 because I kept destroying them. You know, I was very physical in the show. I'd jump from limb to limb and chair to chair, and I was constantly catching my heel in my pantaloons and ripping them. So it was a job keeping me dressed.
Now, I've heard that in one episode there was a lion on the show, and a rather funny story that went along with that.
Oh, the lion story. Yes. I had worked with lions before, so I knew that you're supposed to go in and make friends with the lion and let them smell your hand just like any animal. I also knew that the male lion is a little lazy, and if he's well fed, they're not dangerous. So I went to Larry's dressing room and I said, Larry, it's time to go make friends with the lion. And Larry looked at me and said, I'm not going to make friends with the blankety blank lion. So I went over and I fed the lion his meat, and I scratched him behind the ears, and he got to know me. So Larry came in and sat beside me on the sofa, turned around, looked at Larry, and went, wow! Larry was gone. So was the cameraman. The camera was on the ground. Every man on that set left. And I was there. The lion came over the back, climbed into my lap, at least as much of him, his head came in my lap, and he purred. That's when he purred. Got rid of everybody.
It was fantastic to talk to Barbara Eden at Supernova. I just wish I had a little bit more time to talk to her, but it was a bit of a media cattle call, so we're only able to ask a couple of questions. But still, it was great to talk to her, great to meet her. In a couple of weeks, I'll bring you a phone interview that I did before the event with Bill Daly, who played Major Healy. Just before he arrived in Australia, I caught up with him on the phone. Right now, though, the Narco Lounge Combo and music for Ice Rinks on the Gonctonation.
He hasn't a 00 number, but he lives a doubly dangerous life. With sexier gal, groovier gimmick, and more out-and-out guts than anything or anyone you've ever seen.
This is the Cocktail Nation. This is the Cocktail Nation.
What's your point?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
You just told me.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Are you mad? What do you mean?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Oh, groovy.
Trails down a mountainside. traveled each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting. So hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in.
The Cocktail Nation with Cooper, thanks to Gillette, Ernestine Anderson and Moonlight in Vermont. Comedian Jerry Lewis has been in Sydney, but sadly he cancelled his Sydney shows. I would have loved to have got along to see him, but I only heard about it fairly late in the piece. I have actually heard since that the show was so booked out that they actually offered a web stream for $20 that you could actually enjoy the show from the comfort of your home, which I would have loved to have done as well. Anyway, he cited exhaustion as his reason for cancelling the show. He arrived in Australia last Monday for a string of shows to raise money for the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation in Australia. He performed in Brisbane on Wednesday but was unable to appear at a sold-out event at the Rudy Hill RSL on Friday. And the chief executive of the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, David Jack, said that Lewis was sorry to have let his fans down, but he is on the mend. If you're down in Melbourne, well, you might be able to enjoy him, because I tell you what, he's going to be travelling around the country for this. Not cheap shows, though. $300 a head benefit is just one of the prices, I know. Some as high as $500 a head, depending on where you are. Hopefully I'll get to see him again sometime soon, because he certainly did put on a fantastic show, and we wish him the best of health. Swank advice now. A few people have mentioned this topic to me. Remembering names. They often struggle when they go to different events to remember who people are and what their names are. I recently met a real estate agent who I'd bought some property off maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and he remembered absolutely everything about me, and I thought to myself, isn't that amazing? One of the best things that somebody can do is say your name. It just, for some reason, in the human ears, just sounds spectacular. So here's a few tips as to how to remember a person's name. Repeat the name. The first step to improving your ability to remember the names of people that you meet immediately is to repeat the name of the person when you first meet them. Since you've been introduced them, just say, for example, it's very nice to meet you, John. It's a pleasure to meet you, John. This will actually help you remember the name. Ask a question using the name. So, John, what brings you to this meeting? Come up with an association. Now, the next simple way to basically associate that person's name with something is probably one of the best things you can do. For instance, John might remind you of a toilet bowl. You could simply think of the fact that you know someone else called John, and this will help you remember his name. Just don't call him toilet bowl. Use your visual memory. Take advantage of the power of your visual memory. It's pretty amazing. You've probably had the experience where after meeting a person, you recognize them. You know you've met them somewhere, but you just can't remember the name. That's because when you first met that person, you were able to see the face with your eyes, but you didn't actually see his name. To see a person's name, all you have to do is visualize an image that is in some way representative of the name and the association that you might come up with. Perhaps in that previous step we talked about, John, you could visualize a toilet bowl. You can also link the visual cues to an outstanding feature. For example, John might have a rather big nose, or John might be bald, perhaps. It's a great technique to be able to memorize somebody's face and their name. So practice these steps, because I tell you what, there's nothing that impresses people more than when you can remember their name. Nobody likes to meet somebody and go, oh, I vaguely remember you from somewhere. What's your name? If you can remember somebody's name, I'll tell you what, you are always going to impress them. A great trick for parties and certainly for your networking professional life. If there's a topic that you'd like covered, send me an email, thecogdonation@gmail.com. I'm Mr. Hose, Orchestratica and Terra Exotique.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle, tougher than a tiger, more majestic than the king of beasts, Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
Thank you.
tantalizing, treacherous.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Naughty Ones and Harlem Nocturne. Thanks to Gillette, the best the man can get. This week, review, I've got a CD that was sent to me just the other day. It's called Frank Sinatra, Best of Vegas. It's a series of live recordings which have come out on Universal and also Concord Records. 14-song list, which is under license from Frank Sinatra Enterprises. And it really does capture him in concert at the Sands, Caesar's Palace, the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas between 61 and 87. In the 1950s and 60s, there certainly was nobody bigger than Frank Sinatra when it comes to Vegas. And from his debut at the Desert Inn in 1951, no entertainer was ever more synonymous with the city of Las Vegas than Frank Sinatra. Check out this incredible CD. It's actually a smaller version of a larger CD, a five-disc CD that was released a few years ago, but well worth having in your collection. If there's something you'd like me to review, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and here's Dante and his orchestra, and suddenly it's spring.
Hello, baby. We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Tiki Joe's Ocean, Moonlight Moods, Enoch Light and Walk On By. A little while ago, we mentioned in our blogosphere section that we talked to a fellow by the name of Dean Abbott and his blog, oldfashionedman.wordpress.com. Well, through Dean, I discovered a podcast that he has and radio show called Your Neighbourhood Almanac, which basically focuses on issues of nostalgia, Americana, rural and small town heritage. It's a great little podcast, and I think one that retro fans really will dig. And I'm pleased to say that this week, Dean invited me on the show to have a bit of a chat about the Cocktail Nation. Check out his blog, the podcast, and the radio show, because I tell you what, you're going to love this one. I'm going to try and put the interview up on our website, cocktailnation.net, a little bit later on, so you can catch that if you miss it. Time for a look at the world of swank now. Tiki, an exhibition and installation featuring art, artifacts, and a whole lot more. It's coming up July 1st from 6 through to 9. This is when it opens. It's running for quite a while at the Oakland Art Murmur. I believe it's going to be running through till around about August 13 at this stage. Got some great artists down there as well, like Greg Goodman and Jeff Carr, just to name a few. July 4, the Liberty Bell Spectacular, a vintage 4th of July rooftop extravaganza at the Empire Hotel rooftop in New York City. July 7 at the Slide Nightclub in Sydney at Sally Street, and Black Cherry is coming up on the 23rd of July at the Factory Theatre. On July 24th, which is a Sunday, Lowbrow Apparel Company Extraordinaire Lucky 13 Apparel is celebrating their glorious 20 years, and they're doing it in tiki style by hosting a Tiki Highway event at Don the Beachcomber's Restaurant, Pacific Coast Highway, Huntington Beach, California. Free to get into, too. And of course, August 18, Tiki Oasis in San Diego, which is rapidly approaching. Soon heading up to the Cocktail Nation blogosphere, and right now, Les Baxter, Whatever Lola Wants.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation for Gillette, Stan Kenton, Once in a While. Hi to new Twitter friends, Emo Mavrikis, Derek Sivers. You might remember from CD Baby, he's the guy that started that up. Retro Ruth, David Fritz, Mr. Freaky Tiki, and Jamie Coffey on Facebook. Axel Schwanberg, Betty Jones, Taylor Peterson, and Miriam Stone.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
A blog this week is one that I mentioned a little while ago, but I wanted to mention it because they've got some great stuff there for iPhone users. miahanamuko.blogspot.com came across a little posting of theirs about Tiki-designed iPhone covers, and there's actually even one made out of bamboo. They've got a great collection there and links for one for your iPhone. Most of them are actually for the iPhone 4, so if you've been struggling to find a Tiki-designed iPhone cover, this might be for you. I love the one made out of bamboo. I'm not too sure how that's going to go if you drop your phone. Anyway, maybe it'll shatter first before the iPhone does. If there's a blog that you'd like to cover, maybe one that you write yourself, email thecocktailnation@blogspot.com. Going to leave you with the Akadakaris now and cocaine. Stay in.
When the day is done, you wanna get along, cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie, cocaine. When your day is done, you wanna get along, cocaine. Thing is gone, you wanna ride along, cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie,
cocaine. XLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.